Śrīmate Vyākuśīna Śrīmate
Śukadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Śrīmate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanandane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Satane
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Srila Prabhupada once said that the Lord maintains effortless the whole universe. He does this in his form as Chirudakashayi Vishnu. And here we also hear that in another form as the many-hooded snake Anantashesha, he carries the different planets on his head. Now, although Krishna, in his many forms, maintains and supports living entities and also the planets in the universe, he is personally interested in the personality of his devotee. In his many forms, he takes care of the maintenance of the universe, but as Krishna, the person, he takes care of the life of his devotee.
On brine za izdržavanje univerzuma. Ali u svom osobnom obliku kao Krishna, on brine o životima svojih bhakti.
Now, please, all of you, think for a moment if you can relate to this.
Molim vas svi vi za trenutak razmislite o ovome i vidite da ne možete imati neki odnos.
Do you have the feeling that Krishna takes care of you, Dvijanayaka? Do you sometimes feel that maybe Krishna does not take care of you? That's a question you can think about. Is Krishna there in your life? Do you feel he is sometimes there, and maybe sometimes you just, it's like the sun who's there, but you are in the cave of your own conditioning? Do you feel that Krishna is controlling everything? This is a question we, I think, have to all sit down and think, maybe not in the frame of a lecture, because there we are used to just hear what the speaker says, but I feel you have to, why not think about it a little bit?
O kome se treba razmisliti negdje izvan okvira lekcije, jer da li obično želimo čuti ono što govornik kaže?
Well, one could say, if Krishna takes care of me, why am I now diseased after the marathon? You know, I have a cup and have a bad nose.
Možemo reći, ako Krishna isto brine o meni, zato sam sada nakon maratona bolestan, kašljem i...
Bolestan, yes.
I nos mi je otvijek.
Do you know, I'm trying to go through the fog of the mental plane now and reach the soul. The point I want to bring out is, do you feel that Krishna maintains you? How much is Krishna present in each of your lives? Do you sometimes think of him during the day? Or do you very rarely think of him, but most think about practical arrangements, family paths and you know, practical things?
Većinom vremena provodite razmišljajući o praktičkim djelatnostima koje su opravljate auta i slično.
How Krishna conscious are you, actually?
Koliko ste odisno svjesni Krishna?
Actually.
Koliko ste odisno svjesni? Svjesni Krishna odisno.
I think this is a very important question we have to ask ourselves.
Mislim da je ovo jedno jako bitno pitanje koje se trebamo postaviti.
After all, we are in the movement for Krishna consciousness. So I want to talk today about some of these unnerving questions. And we hope that our translator will survive this, because unfortunately also the marathon took its toll at your health. We are all in the same boat. Everyone is in the same boat. So, once Narada Muni had a very, very heavy question. He went to Krishna and said, "My dear Lord, if I look at the Pandavas, I don't know what to think." They have become your devotees, but it seems they have lost everything. They have lost their wife Draupadi. I mean, she was in the assembly, imagine, totally humiliated. Only in the last second before the greatest imaginable catastrophe for Draupadi happened, Krishna saved her.
The
last second. The Pandavas, the whole kingdom was taken away from them. Also their freedom was taken away from them. The last year in the banishment, they had to become servants of the king of Virat. I mean, the suffering of the Pandavas was so heavy. But Narada Muni says, "My darling Gaudasputin Krishna, one thing I don't understand. they are more attached to you than ever before.
I onda Narada Muni rekao, moj dragi gospodine Krišna, jednu stvar ne mogu razumjeti. Oni su više nego ikada vezani za tebe.
Their love for you has grown more.
Njihova ljubav za tebe je narasla više.
What kind of hypnotism do you have?
Kako vrste hipnotičke moći posjeduju?
This was a question of Narada Muni.
Ozbiljno pitanje kada Narada Muni postavio Krišna.
So from this example, we learn two things. That to become a devotee of Krishna sometimes doesn't mean to just be a happy, successful person. At least not in the beginning. But to be a real devotee of Krishna means that the affection for Krishna increases under all circumstances. Now, let us please understand these two points a little bit. First of all, let us understand how does a devotee relate to suffering or mishappenings in his life. There are a few points which are relevant here. First of all, a spiritualist or a devotee's understanding of happiness and distress is different than the one a materialist has.
Prije svega, razumijevanje koje spiritualista ili bhakta ima prema sreći i nesreći u svetu je različito od razumijevanja koje materialista ima.
A devotee knows that happiness and distress come on their own account, just like the summer and winter season, and there's not much one can do about it.
Bhakta zna da sreći i nesreći dolaze same po sebi, kao što se izmijenio ljetnje i zimsko godišnje doba.
Happiness is a feeling like cold or warm, and these feelings come and go. Like now we feel a little warm because we are so many in a small room, but when we are outside or maybe in another room, when we leave this room, we feel cold.
Osjećanje kao što su toplo i hladno. Možda se sada osjećamo da nam je toplo zato što smo u maloj sobi sa puno ljudi, ali ako promijenimo ambijent, to biti hladno.
By material endeavors you can't change your happiness and distress.
Materialističkim naporima ne možete promijeniti svoje sreće i nesreće.
Prabhupada gave the example of an uneducated businessman he saw once in a bank who you know was going with a check of $1 million and said, can you help me? Where do I have to sign? I can't read this. Can you please just write down this $1 million goes to such and such person? He couldn't write and read, but he was a multi-billionaire. Then he said on the other side, Prabhupada, he once visited in England a gentleman who had studied a lot in India, in the best universities, to become a medical doctor.
Prabhupada je jednom posjetio englesku osobu koja je u Indiji studirala da bi postala liječnik.
Yes. But when Prabhupada looked in his kitchen, he couldn't even find pots and pans and kitchen utensils. This man was so poor, he couldn't even afford, you know, like the basic kitchen equipment which you need to cook.
Ali kada pravamo pogledam u njegove kuhine, gdje tamo ne može naći ni lonce, ni kave, ni bilo kakvo kuhinsko posuđe, taj čovjek je bio toliko siromašan da si nije mogao dozvoliti ni kuhinsko posuđe da ne bavi.
So, Srila Prabhupada used these two examples to illustrate the fact that by trying to improve your material situation, you do not necessarily become the Lord and Master of happiness and distress.
Prabhupada je koristio jedan primjer da bi ukazao kako pokušavajući materialistički napravimo da promijenimo svoju situaciju, nećemo nužno postati gospodari i upravitelji sreće i nesreće.
Then you are a multi-billionaire but you have hemorrhoids, your life is hellish.
Kada ste multi-billionaire ali imate hemoroide, onda je vaš život
hapen. Hare Krishna, Vishvinite, Bhagavad. Or you can't digest or something. I'm sorry, I always use these impossible examples. But it's a fact. So, a devotee knows happiness and distress have nothing to do with material facilities. You can't, in other words, influence your happiness and distress. Today I want to destroy an illusion. Because sometimes in our temple say, yeah, I'm still alright, but I have to situate myself properly, change my ashram and get married. Then I will be happy.
Nekada naša temporalna brojka mi se, moram se pravilno situirati, lijepo se srediti, promijeniti ašam, uženiti se i onda ću biti sretan.
Isn't it? Maybe amongst the family this is a great subject matter of discussion, at least amongst the Maharajis.
Mi se sada krugu obitelji i ovo je jedna tema koja zavrijeđuje pažnju i na koju treba diskutirati. Jako je bitno, posebno među Maharajicima.
Yes, but if you're not Krishna conscious, that is also not a solution. There are three rings in marriage. One is the engagement ring. Then the marriage ring,
onda, prsten braka,
and then the suffering. Thin ring, three rings. No. I'm sorry, but this is a fact. You cannot become the Lord and Master of your happiness and distress. This is the first, this is a very important point how a devotee relates to his material situation. You can do what you want. Like now, our happy son of a diplomat has a cold. Second point. When a devotee experiences happiness or let us speak of distress, we speak of positive things also, but we are now on this chapter. Mm-hmm. The devotee understands it comes not due to others. Tatenu kampam, it comes because of bad activities which I did in the past.
Nesreće proizilazi zbog griješnih, loših djelatnosti koje sam radio u prošlosti.
Nothing happens by chance in this cosmos.
Ovom kosmosu ništa se ne zbiva slučajno.
Why do you have a cold and suffer from a cold?
Zašto imate prehladu i kašljete zbog toga?
But you infected a virus.
Bili ste zaraženi virusom.
You did not maybe dress warm enough, or you didn't have enough vitamins for the winter in your body.
And
then you went maybe in a village where there was the cold. Now there is a cold in the body. Tatenu kampam susumikshamaram. We understand that everything which happens to us is due to the arrangement, due to our previous activities. Here's a very important instruction. Idam hivishvam bhagavan ivetaro yato jagatsthana niroda sambhavaha tadhi svayam veda bhavamstathapite radesha matram bhavata pradashitam. It means the Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead, is Himself this cosmos. Everything is a manifestation of Krishna. When a devotee goes through this material world, he knows that nothing is separated from Krishna. He understands Krishna is everywhere and controls everything. Once there was a sadhu, and he took rest in the nature. And then he was just asleep. A Muslim came and just violently shook him up. Your feet are pointing to the mosque. You make an offense. I'm so tired. You just put my feet in a direction where there is no Allah. And the Muslim, where there's no Allah, Allah is everywhere. But then, I mean, somewhere the foot has to point, you know. Even if I put them in the air, there's also Allah. So maybe you can leave it like this.
But
the Sadhu said, you decide, you put them. I don't care, put the food wherever you want. I'm so boomerang. The Muslim man left totally confused. This is how a devotee understands the Lord. He is everywhere. And the devotee tries to learn from everything. If he is suffering, he doesn't get despondent. He thinks, oh yeah, I did something wrong. Now, by the Lord's arrangement, this material universe reacts and shows me where I was mistaken. And when the lesson is understood, usually the suffering stops. Many devotees have this experience. Even physical diseases just go away when the lesson is understood what you did wrong and you try to correct it. Don't forget this verse. Idam hi vishvam. Vishvam means universe. Bhagavan ivetaro. The Lord Himself is this cosmos. And still he is aloof. He's everything, but everything is not him.
on je sve, ali sve nije on.
The philosophers, they think about this. This is, please read this verse if you are interested in good philosophy and straining your brain ski a little. Canto 1, chapter 5, text 20.
No, počitajte ovaj stih, ako se zanimate za filozofiju i za malo mozga, ali ti se nalazi u prvom pjevanju učinom Bhagavatama, petom pogledu stih 20.
So a devotee has two understandings when suffering is there. It comes and goes, it's beyond my control. Made you them. It's alright, we are speaking about the subject. Made you them. I have done something, and if I, let me now understand what went wrong.
Međutim, ja sam učinio nešto i sada ćemo pokušati razumjeti što se to bilo da mi.
The last point I want to make is even in suffering a devotee can become happy.
Zadnja poanta koju želim napomenuti je da čak i dok ispašta možda može postati sretan.
Because he understands. Now I'm taking now a, how do you say, the bad karmic reactions of my previous activities are exhausted.
Jer on može razumjeti, sada su loše karmičke reakcije na moje prošle djelatnosti se polako gube i iscrpljeni.
Yesterday I asked, no, this morning I asked Virachanda Kakusi. And he said better. And this was a very good answer. Because now the cold is out, the mucus is all over the place, I mean all over the nose, the cough is there, and it means now the disease comes out. It's good if the coughing is there, and the thing is coming out, because soon it will be gone. This is how a devotee views suffering. It's good that there is a little pain. Because now the disease goes out, once and for all. Tobi Janya. Yes. This is very good understanding. Now, all the time, I'm speaking now for maybe 15 minutes about how to deal, how to understand suffering, and I'm seeing Berthold Brecht in the crowd. Berthold Brecht is a poet.
15 minutes, govorim o ispaštanju, i u publici vidim Bertholda
Brecht. Brecht, yes. You joined too early. Nityananda Ram will tell you he wrote some very good poetry. Bertolt Brecht attacked what I had just said in a playwright, in a theater play called, I think it was Galilei.
Bertolt Brecht je napao ovaj koncept koji sam ja iznio u jednom
And you are all from communistic education, isn't it? Most of you. So I want to raise the point which you have most probably heard in your childhood. Bertolt Brecht is a famous communistic writer, of course.
I želim bi sada pitanje poantu koju ste vjerojatno već čuli u svojoj mladosti. Bertolt Brecht je naravno komunistički.
Who of you knows about Galilei? Who doesn't know? Who does not know? It doesn't matter. It's not everyone else knows. No. Galilei was a scientist who found out in the medieval time that the Earth is not the center of the universe. The Sun is the center. that's what he's about.
The world of Lee bio znanstvenik koji u srednjem vijeku otkrio da nije zemlja centar univerzuma već sunce.
So the church who preached that the earth is the center approached him and told him, we will torture you.
A crkva koja je povedala da je zemlja centar, a mu je prišla i rekla mu, mi ćemo te mučiti.
We will kill you.
Mi ćemo
te. You know, like, do horrible things to you. Just revoke your theory. Then you are saved. And he did. I mean, who was born in Italy, you know, Dolce Vita and sweet life, you know.
Only a limited time. Koja postoje samo ograničeno vrijeme.
What should we do when we are in those material bodies? What is our duty?
Što je naša dužnost kada smo u tim materijalnim tijelima?
Maharaj Bharata says, Naishang Matisthavat Uru Kraman.
So bad, you know, if I have a translator, I can't really go. And this needs to be done, Brizzo. I can't, let me see. Oh, it's so subtle and so complicated. Can I just say this in English? Just because it's material and we want to go briser to the point. It's really not interesting, but the point, we are concerned about the point. So Bertolt Brecht made a theater play where a monk approaches Galileus and says, Galileus, I think you should revoke your theory, and not because of the torture, but I give you another reason. I'm remembering my parents, the way they worked, the way they got the oil from the oil mountains, the way they slaved. Now if they hear that the earth is just a piece of stone without any significance in a meaningless universe, in a universe, they will be desperate. If they understand that at least the earth is a center, has some meaning to their jivat. Then they are at least happy, they can tolerate the miseries of their existence. Don't take this illusion away from them. They will be drowned. They will be at a very bad consciousness. They will be unhappy. So at this Galilean response, he says, this is foolish. Why is the earth suffering? Why does the church put the earth in the center? It does so because they want to put the church in the center of existence. Why do people have misery? It's because the church takes taxes from them, and the feudal masters take money from them. And the church just is there substituting, no, let me not say that, encouraging the wrongs in this world by closing the eyes of the people. Now comes the main point. Now this is very important. To tell people, in other words, your suffering is God-willed. Everything is alright, you are in the center of the universe. God wills it like this, that you have to work a little bit and pay the church. To make the people blind, that is the greatest crime. The church is making the people blind. Do you get the point? the church is making the people blind, so therefore science is important. Now I want to say, those who got the point, those who don't, it's not so, but it's really good to hear how the materialists are thinking. So in the same way, to tell people, you suffer because you did it, is making them blind.
Reći ljudima, vi spašate zato što ste vi to učinili, znači činiti slijepim.
Because if you suffer because you did it, then you have no opportunity at all to change anything.
Jer ako ispaštate zato što ste vi to zavrijedili, onda nema nade ni mogućnosti da to promijenite.
You just have to tolerate everything.
Vi samo morate sve tolerirati.
This is a crime of religion.
I to je zločin religije.
This is a crime of Sachinanda Swami.
I to je zločin religije.
This is better, right? Do you understand? I'm sorry, I feel I didn't make it so clear, but yes? What do you think? Obviously. I always like to do this, you know, bring up a strong materialistic argument so that the devotees think. I mean, we have to think about this philosophy.
Religious person they bring up the argument that we cannot change our pain, but you can say a religious person can, and then the atheist say no, it's a crime.
We have science.
Yes, but then you can say how do you change your pain? Because we can see they cure one disease and they get 10 others even worse, and they cannot. There's war all the time.
Our lotion man. no, it's yeah. Mm-hmm. Our Shakti Balsam man. Even your Shakti Balsam cannot cure.
Oh, it is better than others.
Dakle, religijista može reći, vi religijozne osobe kažete da ne možete promijeniti svoju sudbinu. A religijozna osoba može reći, pa vi materialisti kažete da možete promijeniti sudbinu, ali to nije činjenica.
Science, so much new medicine, son.
Iako u znanosti postoji mnogo puno novih lijekova, vi ako izrečite jednu bolest, pojavi se 10 drugih, tako da ništa niste promijenili.
Actually, it is a wrong conclusion by material, because if we are forced for something, then it changes our everything, so changing our faith, our faith. So it's not possible.
It's an interesting discussion. Think about it on your own. I would say you can work and work and work. This is like a Prabhupada answer, but you can't change the miseries of material existence. It just doesn't work. Birth, old age, disease, and death are absolutes. So, and then I would take Nityananda Ram's point that, yes, by your own change your behavior, you will change your life.
I onda bi izneo pantu niti nana rama, promijenite svoje ponašanje i promijenite svoje srđu.
To change your behavior, you have to change your consciousness.
Ali ste promijenili ponašanje, trebate promijeniti svoje srđu.
You have to become Krishna conscious.
Morate postati svoje srđu Krishna.
So, now, Krishna is very kind to his devotees. When he sees that a devotee seriously takes shelter, he takes all the karmic reactions away from him. Krishna says this, sarvadamam parijaja mangikam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarvapavibhyo moksha yishyami mahshuchaha. He takes all the karmic reactions from the
devotee.
There are four types, let us say, to make it simple, two types of karmic reactions. One is what is not yet manifested. That is what comes due to previous activities. And the other is even his manifested karma is changed. See, when I was in by my karma, I shouldn't be here any longer. I would have died when I was around 30. I'm 100% convinced of this. This was in my horoscope, in my eating. Yes. But I'm still somehow going on. Krishna takes away karmic reactions, even if you have a weak body and so on. He somehow keeps you going.
Krishna does not grant you karmic reactions.
Yes. Also, manifested karma is changed by Krishna. And whatever suffering comes up in the life of a devotee, well, that's where Krishna gives us a little rest reaction, so to say, so that you can lose your attachment for material life.
Čak i ako dođe do nekog ispaštanja u životu bhakte, to su mali ostaci karmičkih reakcija, tako da možemo izgubiti utjeh za materijalni život.
Those who are more attached to material life will have more bad things happening to them.
Oni koji su više vezani za materijalni život će morati pretrpjeti više loše stvari u životu.
Those devotees who are not so attached, they're the happy ones.
Oni koji nisu toliko vezani, oni su sretni.
Because they don't need to be taught to let go of Maya.
Jer oni se ne trebaju podučavati da odlaze Maju.
The teacher of suffering doesn't need to raise a stick.
Učitelj ispaštanja nema potrebe da podigne svoj štap.
They take their hands away from Maya on their own, these devotees.
Ti bhakte sami po sebi sklone ruke od Maya.
Krishna is very kind to the devotees. He has offered us the robe of devotional service, which hangs into, which is coming down to the bell of our material life. Now we just have to catch that rope very firmly. You know, you can't say when the rope is down, oh, help me to catch the rope. That you have to do on your own. For this you have to use your independence.
To
say yes to Krishna. To say yes to Krishna's arrangement. If you catch the rope of devotional service, he can lift you out of the a well-liked suffering of material existence.
Ako kažete da, više mene znamo, uhvatite to uže, on će još onda izbaviti iz tog materijalnog postojanja koje je nalik Dunavu.
To je Krishna.
To je Krishna.
You have to do your part.
Vi morate, znači vi morate također raditi svoj dio.
Now I want to make one last point. The greatest cause of suffering in the lives of devotees is politics. Yes, I have made an investigation a year ago and have interviewed different devotees. What is the most distressing thing in your life? And I have found an overwhelming evidence. They say, well, we can't cooperate with devotees. There are politics amongst devotees. And just not nice feelings like enviousness, etc.
Većina bhakta je rekla da su uzroci najvećeg ispaštanja nemogućnost suradnje među bhaktama, politika ili loši osjećaj između bhaktama.
I don't know if you would agree to this.
Ne znam da li biste se vi složili
to. I remember when I was a young devotee, I thought the greatest misery is in my life is if there is no halava on the Sunday feast. Because yeah, well, but now when I'm older, I also think yes, there's disagreement amongst devotees. It's really something. Now Prabhupada has said something very interesting about this. Material nature means dissension and disagreement. Dissensionski. No? No. Dissension means
quarrel. Materialni život znači svađa I neslaganje.
Yes, especially in this Kali Yuga. But for this Krishna consciousness movement, its success will depend on agreement.
Ali ovaj proces svjesnosti Krishna njegov uspjeh će ovisiti o slaganju.
Even though there are varieties of engagements. This is called unity in diversity. I'm therefore suggesting that all our men meet in Mayapur every year during the birth anniversary of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. With all GBC and senior men present, we should discuss how to make unity in diversity. But if we fight on account of diversity, then it is simply the material platform. Please try to maintain the philosophy of unity and diversity. That will make our movement successful. How to do this? Unity and diversity. It's sometimes difficult on the Sankirtan party. With us we have devotees. I know at least two of my disciples are like this. It's almost impossible to work with them. They are so conditioned. But what heads? Yeah. Who is it? That's not the point. Be philosophical. I think you all know this. There's one person or two persons or maybe four persons or maybe the whole temple, and you find it difficult to work with them. Only Sridham has no problem. What to do? Prabhupada gave a very nice tip, and please listen easily about this tip. He said, just see the serving side of your God, of your God brothers. No, the serving side. The Vitzko side, see? No? Serving side, huh? There, let me make it very clear. There are two sides, of both sides in every person. For instance, there's the way he looks. That's one side. It's good looks or bad looks. Another side is maybe his intelligence. Another side is what he does. Look at Ugresha. By looking at what he does, you would think he is a soap industrialist. Isn't it? You know, all your shampoos come from Ugresha. Chintamani shampoos, Shakti Balsam. Very healthy and good shampoos and balsams. In Australia, no, Austria, you can buy these in every good shop. It's a hope in the future. But of course he is not a soap India capitalist. If you look from the side of his intelligence, he is a, you can convince yourself he's very interested in philosophical understanding. There are many sides, in other words, to a person. So in the association of devotees, when we want to make unity in diversity, we have to look for that side where we have something in common. By this side, we are all bound together. It's the service. This is how we are all on the same. For instance, you may say, I'm an older devotee, sannyasi, etc. On this level, there is a difference. Isn't it? I am a Prabhupada disciple, you are not. I mean, ultimately, yes, but you know what I want to say.
Yes, I'm thinking it's your Prabhupada, as in this.
Yes. But there is one level where we are absolutely the same. We all serve Krishna. At least try. That's why, that's so nice, it's one family. So if you want to find unity, you have to look for this. And you have to learn how to associate on this level. How can we serve Krishna together? What is your suggestion? And then, and there will be differences, you know. He will look different than he. And he will nicely different than the other nicely's. The Umskis will be different. The Tilotskis.
тела исто.
Yeah. See the serving side of the devotees.
Видите страну служения.
So Hare Krishna, I've said many things. I'm sorry, I didn't put them so. I just put them together before the lecture, to be quite honest. It's all right. Let me just summarize what we have discussed today. We opened the lecture with a question, and I want to request you to think about this on your own. How much do you think of Krishna? How Krishna conscious are you? Is there something you can do? To improve? The second point was how to deal with suffering. The third point was a challenge. The materialistic challenge. And the fourth point was how to overcome sufferings in the association of devotees. These were the four points we talked about. Please think about them. Do you have any questions regarding what we have just presented?
It seems to me that many Krishna lilas are connected with so much violence and suffering. It seems to me even that devotees suffer very much. Like when Parashurama was acting, his father was killed by an axe. And also when Krishna was having his lila, Vasudeva and Devaki was tortured in the prison of Kamsa, and many children were killed, and so many died. How do you spend this suffering?
Are you asking this question as Nityananda Ram or as someone else? I need to know whom I'm answering. Yeah. So there is a doubt. This is very important to bring out our doubts in Krishna consciousness. Because we cannot not advance in Krishna consciousness as long as there are doubts. Now, why are there doubts? There are two reasons. One is we need to enlarge our understanding. And then there is another doubt, another reason, which I will deal in a moment. First of all, when a devotee experiences miseries, it looks like miseries. I'm speaking now of the elevated devotees in Krishna Lila. But it is transcendental ecstasy. It just looks the way. To give you an example, you know, let us say, I once heard this from, I think even I heard this from the great devotee. Two people are lying on each other. Now, from an external perspective, you can say, why is someone lying on top of the other?
It
must be suffering for the person who lies, but lies down. But if you ask the people, the two people, they will say, no, no, toy sex on the jiva, it's all right. Very pleasing. I'm very sorry, I don't even want to look at you. This is how, you know, it, something appears like misery, but the people involved have a different perception. I want to give a better example. The Serbian, you know, I sometimes see the Serbian devotees, they talk very intensely with each other. They go like, bah, and it's loud, and so on. And I think the world is something that is terrible in heaven. But they just talk about something, they just talk. This is the way they communicate. Very intensive. Multi, very temperamental.
Yes.